Rangers Rambles.
Hello, Raiders. We are back for the next episode of our own Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the podcast, and as always, with me on the show is none other than the co-host, Avira.
Hey, everybody. It's your candy corn doggo back at you again.
Next up, we've got some good returning guests. First and foremost, Mikhail.
Hello.
Good to be back, hey? Again.
Yeah, very good to be back.
Always have a pleasure having you around. Next panelist is Ken, who goes by lots of crazy other names.
Yo!
Welcome back.
Yes.
And last of all, we have Sparky.
Hi, guys.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, does anyone notice that we've got two people with voltage names? Like Jolt.
Oh, hey, we could have been worse. We could have had another one, but you know what? That's neither here nor there. Honestly, we could. You know, potential for that is always there. Anyways, so let me begin by saying that there are stories that develop and that we have to keep you guys up to date on them. And it's not just because. Sometimes they're good because they have a lot of buzz surrounding them, and it's just fun to talk about them. Case in point, the live-action Sonic movie.
Yes.
Now, we talked about this quite some time ago.
Yes, we did this in an episode titled Live-Action Lunacy. You can always revisit that. But yes, look at the design of the new live-action Sonic.
Oh. All right. Well,
we left deep in art stuff.
Come on, that's giving them a little bit too much credit, don't you think?
I mean, it's better than before.
But look.
I just don't see
how this could be. Like, I don't know how this is going to work out, though.
I mean, okay, I will give them credit that the design looks somewhat better, but it still looks better than before.
If the film was fully computer animated, like if you saw the opening scenes from was that the Sonic Unleashed, those computer animated type of stuff, it would make a lot of people want to watch it.
Look, I mean, if you had that cartoony old style, like even the Sonic Boom aesthetic, yeah, okay, that would have been good.
Actually, even if they went with the old aesthetic from the original Sonic the Hedgehog movie, you know, the one where it's like, shut up, Tails!
Precisely. Then they'd have an urge to watch it. But
yeah,
no.
I would watch it if it had that art style.
And now we get this.
But yeah, we get this instead. And I just...
Because it looks better than
the last design, but still...
We get this, I fear, what?
I'm not really up to date on the whole video game scene. Is there any new Sonic games that have came out recently?
Sonic Forces, but other than that. Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces, but other than that.
I don't know.
Like, I'm wondering why are they making this movie, you know?
Like,
live action is a freaking trend. That's why they gotta have that dollars.
It's just a nostalgia cash grab, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're not even
That's
making
pretty much...
a game?
You know what?
Well, you know what's another thing that I'm kind of disappointing at is that they don't really have any more like the Sonic cartoons or something like that.
Yeah,
like
right? That's what I'm thinking
the
about.
The first Sonic cartoon was amazing.
It started it and all that, but now
gotta go fast.
You know what?
Oh, look,
look at the personality that they've built for Sonic. Grand personality. Irreverent and sarcastic. Heroic and adventurous. Confident and competitive. Chill and likable. Mischievous but not malicious.
Wait, how can he be mischievous and chill? Like, this guy's speeding all over the place. He's not chill. He's Sonic. He's going fast. I don't know. Never mind.
He's a racer on speed.
I mean, like he's not a chill dude. He's always, like, out and about and doing his thing, bouncing around and whatnot.
But you know what, though? This design basically makes me fear for what they're going to do to Tails, to Knuckles, to Amy, to Shadow.
Honestly, at this point, I don't even want to see it.
Right.
Say what?
Come on. If that's what Sonic looks like, I don't want to see Tails.
Oh, no. Oh. What would Tails look like? Oh. I just realized something. What would Knuckles look like?
No.
Uganda Knuckles 2.0?
My brother.
The best thing I can say if Knuckles is a legitimate Ugandan voice now at this point.
Totally.
Oh, God, they have to.
If I stopped and thought about it, all I thought Knuckles would look like, you'll just have Sonic's, almost Sonic's same face, but almost the same face that Sonic has.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, except he's red, and he's, like, derpier. I mean, I guess
they would probably make one in VR chat. The Ugandan Knuckles look more better.
Hey, at least the VR chat Knuckles wouldn't be, you know, would at least have a place in the actual Sonic verse.
If they had him in this movie and they like used like a Jamaican guy to use like for his voice, I would be completely satisfied with that.
Well, you know, I would actually go through the movie just for the memes.
Exactly. He'd be like, "Hello, Doctor Sonic, my brother. How you doing today?"
I was thinking if Dr. Eggman would have wiped his mind.
You got to remember, Eggman is now voiced by Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm,
that's going to be crazy.
Oh, wait. Isn't Jim Carrey actually like physically playing him too?
I don't know if they used his likeness, but goddamn.
Well, Jim Carrey did play on the mask as well.
Yeah, well, they can have some CGI and stuff, but like, it still might look kind of weird, though. Like, I don't know how they're gonna do that.
Yeah, but
I don't know how it would blend.
I don't think it's gonna work too well, but either way, the second story we've got to update you guys on about is the one that you've already seen literally go fly about everywhere. It's Captain Marvel.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and fun fact, guys, today Captain Marvel was officially released, and it's International Women's Day. Shocker, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're totally going for all the shills right there. Oh, International Women's Day. Hooray, it's a feminist movie.
Speaking of shills and that, look at the reviews, even from critics, for Captain Marvel. Okay, look, this is Metacritic. 30 positives, 20 things, and one negative. And we'll start from the bottom. New York Post, 38 out of 100.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Okay, that's...
I have to wonder
and then, you know,
whether or not Marvel itself have actually been pushing this to be, like, the big thing. Because I found out that even the state cinema in Australia is having it on there. And usually you don't see...
You know
Marvel movies at the state cinema.
Speaking of cinemas and that, you know, that brings us to the next fair point. Show cinemas around my area and their listings for Sunday and today.
Captain Marvel. Sent Jill this earlier.
17 time slots on Sunday.
Oh, and you want to show them for my city, Jolt?
Oh, I'll give. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because today there's freaking 20 listings. Tomorrow there'll be 31.
And compared to all the other movies, look, A Dog's Way Home, 4 listings. Green Book, 2. Alita, 4. King of Thieves, 3. What Men Want, 3. Greta, 3. Stan and Ollie, 1. Bohemian Rhapsody. You get the idea. Is that,
you know, I was skeptical about Alita Battle Angel, but it looks better than Captain Marvel. It really does.
Oh, yeah, I watched that movie, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. They're really trying to push this.
I watched Anita Battle Angel, but actually that movie is based off of a manga.
Well, Captain Marvel is based off of a comic book, but unfortunately the actress who plays Captain Marvel is a complete SJW piece of garbage. Like, she really is. Like she's a racist. She's a sexist against men. It's really awful, the things that she's been saying. So it's no wonder that people don't even want to see the movie. And it's also no wonder that Disney is pushing this so far to push this, you know, agenda. Like, oh, well, women in movies, you know, it's quite a great thing. Now, you know what? Wonder Woman was a great movie. It was cool. It had a female character, like, whatever. But in this instance, she just didn't pull it off right. But to say that it's a bad movie and then for them to call you sexist for saying that, I think that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's no different than the freaking what Battlefield 5 did to their freaking fans. They're pretty much, you don't freaking shit on your audience for basically criticizing your product.
What about the Air Force officers that were in the whose planes were in the movie?
And I was gonna get to write that.
Yeah, I would. If I did play the one of the Battlefield games, I'll go back to playing Battlefield 4 since that's one of the greatest games.
I would Battlefield 1 to me was okay, and I would be willing to play that as well as Battlefield 4 and all that. That's why not many people are playing Battlefield 5, are they?
No, it's gone too woke, like they said, you know. Anyway, speaking of Air Force, here's a good one that we've got to show you to tell you how disastrous Captain Marvel has really become. Whose jets are featured in Captain Marvel won't even see the movie for free.
That's sad. That's really sad.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So a soldier actually did make a tweet about it, got deleted, but it was actually captured. And he says that a tweet from a soldier who claims they're in the military unit whose jets are featured in Captain Marvel reported that Disney can't even fill a 500-seat theater with free tickets provided to them. Military unit.
That's
and
so
you know
impressive.
What? It's so obvious. Like I said, this was to cover Brie Larson's ass and Captain Marvel by extension.
The thing I'm concerned about is the fact that there was a tweet put out negative about the film, and the soldier or Air Force operator was told to remove the tweet.
Yes, that.
That's concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's censorship. And I don't know if you guys knew about this, but I might have mentioned this earlier, but there were 50,000 negative reviews about Captain Marvel that were deleted from the public.
So yeah, and actually, if you go... Yeah,
because people are assholes.
Well,
not people, but the companies that try to promote this movie, they are legitimately trying to censor people's negative opinions of this movie because they're like,
the people who made the movie and stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they're actively trying to censor people's opinions about this movie because they want to gain profit and they don't want, you know, negative perception of this crap SJW feminist movie.
And they don't realize it's just going to push that's just going to cause the customers to be pushed further away.
That's right. Always, it always happens. I mean, look at Ghostbusters. The same thing happened with the Lady Ghostbuster movie.
Battlefield 5. EA.
Look, if they had turned around and said any Air Force, previous or current Air Force operator was to go see this movie and get half off, I'm pretty sure that would be a good, you know, marketing ploy.
Yeah.
The only thing I can get only I can watch the movie, but nah, I don't know. I saw the trailer, but that was good though.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Oh yeah, by the way, for some of the reviews on Google for Marvels, some of the reviews are actually they're different people, of course, but it has the same kind of copy pasted review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're probably like bot accounts.
Yeah, there probably are actual bots made by these companies just to put good reviews up in order to outshadow the negative.
There are actual services that a person can hire to get positive reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really scary. Like that's like your own opinion doesn't matter, you know? Like if you throw enough money
to hush them up and fill up like crazy and then that's it.
Yeah.
But hey, what do we know? We're like the consumer that nobody cares about.
No, because people are socialist assholes that want to control you.
That's not much shit.
No, companies.
Companies.
Small amount of people, not people in general. Come on, man.
And like, this shouldn't even be an issue. Like, that's the thing. It's just a freaking movie. But the thing is that the main actress is so against white males. I don't know if you guys saw what she said about, you know.
Yeah, she's just wanted less white male critics, and then like. Yeah. The freaking damage control for it was just.
So I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to see the movie just because of that.
And you know what made things worse though? Remember the Air Force unit also. Remember if Brie Larson also said, you know, she wants less white males.
Yep.
You got to ask, what's the majority demographic in the Air Forces? White male.
White cis male.
Oh. Of course they have to go there. Of course they always have to play the bloody race card.
Always. And it's crazy. Like, you know, when you go to the movies, you're supposed to escape the world for a little while and just enjoy the adventure.
Not be reminded and bombasted constantly with these. Yeah. With you being constantly reminded about how much of a piece of shit you are.
Well, it just, the whole agenda being, you know, shoved down your throat. I mean, that's not what you go to the movies for. Like, that's not what it's all about.
But you know what, though? Like we,
yeah, but the
too,
yeah, but the
that maybe Marvel's relationship with the armed forces might just be strained if something kind of like this happens.
Well, I mean, think about who doesn't like the armed forces when it comes to politics. It's typically the left. They don't like the armed forces and or America, basically.
The frickin' far left despises the armed forces up here in Canada too, and it's actually pretty bad right now at the moment, especially with frickin' Trudeau in power.
My concern would be any sort of damages that may occur later on in the future because of Captain Marvel.
Mm.
For instance, if the Air Force feel like they've been pressured too much by the directors to, you know, do things that they shouldn't. What's the likelihood that the Air Force later on in the future is going to want to cooperate with another movie?
So what you're saying is that they probably had the Air Force do stuff in the making of the film that they probably didn't want to do.
It was more deleting the tweet. Not providing showing that. Well, sorry, the people who are involved with flying the aircraft, they should have been allowed to see the movie for free.
Decided, you know, if they didn't want it, then, you know, that's kind of like, if they offered a free ticket and they didn't want it, you know, something may not be right.
But it sounds like in the review that it's not they have decided not to watch it, it's that they have been told they can't.
Right.
You can't get a free ticket to go see it, so there's a GoFundMe campaign so little girls can go and see Captain Marvel for free.
Oh, there's that too, yeah.
There was that one thing that kept getting people nostalgia on the trailer, which actually I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, there's that. Because Captain Marvel basically crashed through the roof of a Blockbuster video store.
Oh yeah.
So the movie's based in the past and not present?
Yeah, I think it's like based around the 90s.
So 1995.
Oh, okay.
Fun. But alas.
Okay, so that basically shows just how out of touch they are.
Well, you can't throw Captain Marvel in the deep end with the way the... what I saw in the trailer is they were talking about an alien race that was brought up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, the Kree and the Skrulls.
Yes.
Captain Marvel is a Kree, and the Skrulls are like these reptilian kind of shape-shifting creatures.
Which would... If this was based in, say, 95 or around that sort of era, it would make sense in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. how they knew about them and how those aliens did actually come to Earth a couple of times.
Right, right. And that's exactly why this is set, 20 years in the past. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, the thing is, like, Captain Marvel, like, it's weird. Like, you know what? I don't know where I was going with that.
But it's also confusing because they generally don't like humans.
Well, I was talking about like nostalgia, basically. But so the entire movie itself, I mean, I've heard good and bad things about it. It just came out today. There's been a lot of reviews. And yeah, they do rely a lot on the nostalgia, like the blockbuster, like you mentioned. They also show things like a lot of things from like the mid-90s. A lot of like what like millennials grew up with. And I get that. Like, that's, that's cool.
And at the end of the day, they're really relying on having all these movies, booking out all these theaters to try and boost viewership.
Right, right, yeah.
Is it really going to work out?
Well, the amount that I've seen Captain Marvel jam down the throats, there's a store in town where they sell nothing but, like, gaming stuff. Not games itself, but just gaming stuff. And the front of the shop is just plastered with Captain Marvel.
Oh. Fun.
She's not an interesting character, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, she's so emotionless and alien-like.
Mary Sue characters never are.
Exactly! Like, look at Rey from freaking Star Wars. I mean, she's bland as possible.
That's essentially it, though, because even the actor was criticized for blank expressions a lot.
Right, yeah. Well, they both were, honestly.
Yeah. But alas, though, I think that should just be kind of like where we were at right now. And just as a transition to some other things next. Here's a couple of funny live comments just to distract us from this mess. Foxcutter Hussey, I'm just waiting for somebody to make the original two Fallouts into movies. How would that turn out? Hey, as long as Bethesda doesn't have the grubby hands. Wait. But hey, that's pretty much the gist of what we're going to cover for that. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this movie. I think it's going to continue to bomb. And I'm not sure exactly what their projected income is going to be, but I don't know. They're trying to promote this as best as they possibly can. I don't think it's going to do very well.
Yeah.
I think audiences are smarter than that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they're not giving enough credit. But hey, that's where we're at. So, next up, we have furries making appearances on, shows on popular YouTubers, including H3H3. And you know what famously happened? It was because a certain poppy fur decided that, he wasn't going to do it with H3, appear under H show H3H3 because reasons.
Well, he was invited on the show, and after he announced it, by the way, guys, we're talking about Majira Strawberry here. He announced it on his Twitter publicly, and he got backlash from the mob. They're like, "You can't go on that show. He's a transphobe. He hates this and that, and it's terrible. And oh my goodness!" And he eventually backed out because he thought it wasn't good for his reputation to be on this particular show.
Right. It's just a bunch of salty SJW furries.
It's not so much that. There's also, you know, he blah 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 about H3, never mind the fact that, you know, never mind H3's politics, but rather. Yeah. But alas, their loss is whatever it is. So instead, what H3 did was end up doing the show by themselves and actually buying spoof fursuits. Which you can see here.
Yeah, and these fursuits, by the way, were bought from something called DHgate, which is essentially a Chinese knockoff version of fursuits, where Chinese companies will steal people's original characters and recreate fursuits in a very cheap manner and resell them
to people. Look at that freaking face, though.
But that's... they didn't know any better. I mean, oh goodness. Oh my god. No.
Don't. No, that's...
Come on.
And look, and to top things off, Hila, the other host on H3 show, also did get another knockoff suit.
And by the way, both of these characters are actual characters created by other furries. And these fursuits were made without their permission.
Right.
Because this company created them after they stole their pictures from the internet.
I'd say stole the design, not the actual pictures, because if they stole the pictures, then they would have had to have accessed something that they or people on the internet generally wouldn't have access to.
Well, they're pretty well-known furries, so it's why their pictures were readily available. But the thing is, like, I'm wondering, like, is it, like, why do you think that they tried to do this? Now, these guys are not furries, and they invited Majira, who is a furry, on their show. Do you think that's okay for them to do that? To, like, pretend to be a furry, like, to play along with him? Like, is that kind of weird? I don't know.
It depends what their intent was.
I was like, would Foxler take Majira's place someday? I don't know.
I would do
an interview with a famous YouTuber.
Our folks would gladly go on H3's show.
Hell yeah, I would.
Oh yeah, if they invited us, I would freaking would want to be on that show too, because holy crap.
And who knows, if I actually was on like H3 Live, I would bring, you know exactly who I'd bring.
What I'd bring. Me! Right?
Yeah.
No. But no, I mean, okay, but like, what I'm saying is, like, why is it that these guys had to feel the need to buy these knockoff fursuits for a couple hundred bucks just to interview Majira?
I'm not sure if they knew better, and then...
No, but like, why would they even do that, though? Like,
can you imagine, like, any proper furry interviewing H3 with those suits? Knock off, yeah. Too, no less.
Majira would probably be like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, don't you know what those things are? Like, stop it. Like, go away. I think he'd be very uncomfortable. I would be. I'm like, dude, that's cosmic suit. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not even a thing.
Yeah. And then, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, freaking Inu in the chat. At least it wasn't the Walmart fursuits, lol.
Wait, there were fursuits at Walmart?
Just the heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they point, have though. Fursuit heads now at good Walmart.
Would you like, there's really a no-win situation if somebody gets either a Walmart head or a DH Gate suit.
I mean, I would rather pay money for a Walmart suit head than DHgate.
Precisely.
Because DHgate actually steals designs from people who created their own characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
You know, at least Walmart has like the Maskimals and it's like a generic type of thing. It's like, you know, even though it looks like total crap, you know, it's not like stolen.
But hey. You know who else, like, after this, though, you know who else did get the furries onto their show? The Smosh guy, Anthony.
He did, yes.
Right, he actually did.
I think he did a much better job.
Yes. Like,
it was good.
He did actually also end up interviewing the furries one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, they did talk about a lot of interesting things about the hobby too, like, and the general rundown of what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, you know what did grab me though? Like, one of the hosts there also said, "Is furryism about drinking?" I was like, "Oh hell yeah, it is! It happens a lot."
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, at cons, at room parties, yeah, of course it does, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be
parties. The fandom has an alcohol problem. It's just people go to the hospital every day at a freaking
I mean, con. This is what happens when you bring the freaking party scene to the floor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, an alcohol problem and definitely a drug problem. Like, you know, that shit, you know, it's just everywhere. And at cons, unfortunately, you know, that's just how it is.
But I mean, at the end of the day, though.
But that's not what the whole fandom's about. You know, it's just like at parties. Yeah, I mean, that stuff kind of happens.
But yeah, room parties, a little bit of not safe for work stuff.
Yeah, you know, but you know,
general
to be fair,
adult
though,
stuff.
I think that Smosh did a really good job of kind of having an overview of what the fandom was really about, and it was pretty cool, actually. You know, he was very
genuine
about
people
it.
Too, no less.
At least it wasn't a Fur and Loathing repeat.
Oh,
it wasn't.
No.
CSI.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
You know, it's crazy. Like, that one episode still haunts us to like this day, freaking like, 15 years later.
It's like we have.
At least they're starting to get some good publicity now in terms of like TV shows. Like, have you ever seen that episode of Lucifer?
Yeah.
I think I still have it.
We remember talking about this too, and it wasn't such a bad press.
Well, I mean, getting back to the whole Smosh topic, I mean, like, you really did do a good job of talking to people who make fursuits, who make artwork, or who are just interested in the whole idea of the fandom to begin with. And, you know, I think you did some pretty good reporting, and it seems like the media is becoming a little bit, you know, better at reporting on us. You know, they don't think that we're all just a bunch of degenerates or anything crazy like that, you know?
Unless, of course, it's Christian media.
They did also try to figure out what Smosh's persona would be like that. They range from everything, including a lion, to a doggo.
For some reason, I'm thinking otter. I don't know.
I think the most votes probably went out to gold, you know, to probably a golden retriever.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at least you had... But you know what did grab me though? The presence of pronouns being listed on every furry on display.
Oh my god, yeah. These like, you know, non-binary people that come on, I'm a they, them. It's like, no, you're not. You're one person. What are you talking about?
Well, I could make fun of it and be like, oh, I identify as there because I identify as a location.
Right?
So my pronouns are there.
I mean, he should have just been said his name. Nice. Practice, attack helicopter.
Yes, of course. Or, oh my god, it's getting crazy.
I identify as there.
There. Them. It's like, you're not more than one person. Them. They.
Yes, that's what it was. My pronouns are there. Because I identify as a location.
Yeah, like
THERE. But where is there?
Oh yeah, I got that straight from one guy who's a comedian. He got backlash for actually telling the truth about the left these days.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
You know, back then people just get drinking, go underage drinking and stuff, and now people are just going loony.
That's what we got to put up with in the world. It's not too great, but somebody's got to roll with the punches.
So I had a question for you guys. Do you think that Majira should have gone on the podcast, despite
the page three.
Okay, now guys, the reason that he didn't go on the podcast was because H3H3 made a somewhat tongue-in-cheek transphobic joke about wanting to cut off his dick because he was like overweight, and this is like a self-deprecating kind of humor sort of thing. He's like, "Oh, I'm so fat, you know, my dick hits the seat whenever I sit down. I might as well chop it off and become transgender." And people thought that was too offensive, and they called him transphobic. And then when he invited Majira on the show, Majira said yes originally, and his audience was like freaking out. You know, they're like, "Oh, Majira, you can't do that. He's a homophobe. He's transphobic. You know, blah blah blah, all that stuff." Do you think that Majira should have stood his ground and went on the show, or not?
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have got on the show.
Yeah,
he should have. He should have stood his ground. I mean, because if him backing out, that's just kind of creates something worse for us.
Like, yeah.
That's the thing. Because another problem is Majira has nearly 200,000 subscribers. He's, I would say, probably the most popular furry YouTuber. And, like, he does have a reputation. And if he does go on this show, you know, you guys know how the furry fandom can be, you know, politically sometimes. And they might rip this guy apart. So, but then again, like, if he did go on the show, would it have been a good thing or a bad thing for him?
I'm not really sure. No, but I'm going to say it may have been a better image boost.
It would have been good for us.
I think it would have been good. It'll just probably end up spreading a positive light to the furry fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think he was bullied. You know, I think he was bullied out of doing this. That's really what it seems like.
That's pretty much it. Sad. And besides, like, and also
fucking,
the whole amount of
fucking cry bullies, man.
Like, also the amount of, you know, people like talking bad about H3.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, because
fucking cry bullies. They kick you in the balls, and then when you hit them back, they cry, and then the freaking teacher comes, and then you get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Majira wanted to go on the show originally, but everyone's like, "Oh, H3, you know, he made this transphobic joke a while ago, and it's, you know, bad and whatnot, and you shouldn't be associated with that." But if I was Majira, like, okay,
man,
if you were Majira, like, what would you do?
Man, the fucking fandom is really abusive at times.
Yeah, it's getting bad. I know, it's getting really bad, man. Like, what would you do, though? Because, like, this is the whole problem, like, he could have been on this show. And, you know, whether or not it went well or not, that's, you know, whatever. The fact that he backed down because of the mob backlash is quite concerning.
Very so.
Yeah, so over an edgy joke and people are like, "Oh, you can't do a podcast with this guy."
Oh.
Mm. It's like, it's an edgy joke.
Wild Fox says, "Furries, we want good representation in the media. Also, furries, don't go on a show to try to make us look bad or good. Don't go on a show to try to make us look good."
Nah,
I read that wrong.
That
sounds like Kage.
It's literally the paradox we kind of are in the community. Oh well,
wait, Kage is like that.
Yeah, that's Kage's whole message. You know, don't talk to the media like ever. That's his whole message.
It's a double-sided thing. You got to realize, you know, when and when you can't. But hey.
Yeah, but in cases like this, you know, I mean, it's kind of like up in the air. Like, he really could have gone on. But honestly, my opinion, I think it was probably better that he didn't go on the show. Now, I think he should have. But like,
I would go on the show and talk to Ethan. I wouldn't care. How the furries will react.
Well, like, I
me neither.
But the thing is, like, he's so popular, and you know how this fandom is so judgmental sometimes. Like, you know, he would have been ripped apart.
But at the same time, who really cares about that?
Well, we shouldn't. You know, nobody should care about that, but some people do.
Yeah,
and that's why he was bullied.
Well, those people can go get fucked.
Well, that's why. Well, I know, but like, that's why he was bullied off the show to begin with, because they were like, "Oh, you're talking to a transphobe. Oh, how dare you!" And you know, it was better for his reputation that he didn't.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. It's really crazy
stuff. Yeah, at this stage, it is just a lost opportunity. opportunity that we can never get back, and they were looking at fandom. But well, alas, that's
maybe I'll invite H3H3 on this podcast. Who knows?
That'll be better. Might be on the cards, people, but who knows? We might, or maybe we'd rather go on H3 show, which is probably better. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So let's move on to the third story, and this is a crazy one because the articles are, this is a, why does this exist? Porn sites will block UK users without HID starting April the 1st.
They need an age identification.
Age identification? Oh, what?
Look, looking at this, it just shows how bureaucratically psychotic that whole region is. However, I think I might know where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an issue in England, the UK area, where children who have to do research for school, generally when it comes to sex ed, they'll type in the information that they're looking for, and instead they'll just be delivered with a whole bunch of porn sites. This is through like Google and your typical search engine. The downside is that young children are being exposed to a lot of BDSM, a lot of highly unusual sort of sex scenes, and then they apparently play this sort of thing out. There was a child psychologist on a BBC thing I was watching at one point, and there are girls who are being reported that they're being choked, they pass out, or they end up having to go to the hospital with serious injuries because the person that they want to spend some time with ends up going to some of this more obscure sexual acts. And my theory is that this is what they're trying to prevent, or at least where it's coming from, where this doesn't solve the problem at all. What would solve the problem is having the search engine providers filter the results properly.
Right. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with it too. Not to mention there's a couple of the obvious ones as well. What happens if if it gets misused in your identity?
Blackmail.
Now, I'm not entirely sure what this law is supposed to be for. So, let's say if you're, 13 or 15 or whatever, and you're underage, right? So, you're 13, and you go to a porn site, and then the little thing pops up and says, oh, are you 18 or over? And you click yes. So, the website doesn't know if you actually are of age or not. You can just go on there and see anything you want. And I know, when I was younger, I did that. I'm sure everyone did. When you were teenagers, of course, you always accessed adult websites when you weren't really supposed to. So I wonder, is this law going to affect that as well?
Who knows?
Do I have to show my identification? Do I have to scan my license?
They say a couple of things, including, passport, a mobile SMS, a credit card, a driver's license, or so on. You have to buy this card so you can, gain access to these websites for $5. Well, £5, more rather.
No, the United Kingdom.
So what about some Russian website that doesn't even have a domain name and just punch in an IP address and Bob's your uncle?
It might still be caught in the filter of whatever this law is trying to do. I'm just wondering, how is this going to affect basically everyone? If you want to view adult content, you have to scan your ID,
and even for adult content that is not billed as a porn site or whatever.
Imagine what's going to happen to Fur Affinity.
Didn't they say that Fur Affinity might be banned because of this distribution of,
What about DeviantArt?
Oh, man.
All the furries in the UK are going to lose their porn.
They're going to lose their shit, you mean?
Yeah, basically. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, the fucking furries. I think they would riot against the UK government for trying to do something like this. I
mean, we want our boyfriend and our furry waifus.
Furry dating sites will be illegal.
Oh no.
I mean, this is just another one of the ways that the UK is trying to usurp power from people. But I do understand why they would do this, because like it's not, you know, necessarily moral for like, you know, underage kids to like be able to freely view porn. Like that's not good. But at the same time, I did that when I was younger, so I'm kind of like sympathetic. I'm like,
same.
I can't get it, you know. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Hey,
I don't
come know. On. I mean, when you're freaking teenagers freaking go on the internet to look up porn and they freaking jerk off to that shit.
Yeah, you know, if you're like 15 or whatever and you're like, oh, I'm going to go on Pornhub. It's like, oh, are you 18? You just click yes. And it's like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah, like that's just what you do. And like, no questions asked. But now you have to scan like your ID or something. Like,
And besides, I mean, education is actually more important than freaking try to put restrictions on people.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But, you know,
oh, Inu also says no more Howler.
Oh, that's another furry dating site gone. No more Fingo. At the same time, no more Weasel. No more E621.
No more Furry Buru. I have so much furry porn on there. It's like not even funny.
Oh.
Like, oh my god. Like, if all these sites are banned in the UK, like, that's that's crazy. Like, what are they going to do?
Wait,
even if you're an adult, like
do you wouldn't really Tinder also be banned?
Huh?
Wouldn't Tinder also be banned in the UK?
Well, that's the thing. Like, these laws are so broad, they can pretty much ban whatever they want under these vague descriptions, right?
Huh. And you, no more ink bunny. Might be a good thing.
Yeah. Toonie's saying, oh, is Twitter gonna be banned too? Yeah, I don't know. It might be.
Oh god, if Twitter was banned, everybody would be against the UK government at that point.
What about Facebook?
Oh, who cares about Facebook anymore?
Yeah, that's old news.
But you know what? They start under like 18 plus games from things like Steam, Utaku. Are those going to be banned?
Okay. Oh my goodness. Like, so what do you guys think? Like, you think this is a good law? Like, do you think that it's okay for the government to kind of like sanction this kind of stuff? Or you think it should be up to the honor system where sites can just allow people, you know, to kind of just view the content?
I think they need to learn freaking to stop being the smug know-it-alls who think they know what's best for the populace and that give the people some more credit.
The people know what's best for the people, not these freaking elitists.
Honestly, I believe search engines should be more blocking these sort of websites from the general view.
Oh.
Unless, of course, you specifically say you want to access this type of website for a search result. I mean, it's just nuts.
Well, there is safe search and there is, you know, regular search.
Yeah, so safe search doesn't exactly work all the time.
Well, yeah, you're right. Not necessarily. It doesn't always work.
Alas, that's pretty much kind of just...
Yeah, but I don't agree with having... I mean, there are websites that there are some things that I will say yes to restrictions, like when it comes to the internet, like especially when it comes to like the dark net kind of crap.
Oh, that's not even on the same level, dude.
Oh hell no, that's different.
Don't even go there.
That is only accessible by Tor.
Or yeah, the Onion, or you know,
you go to deep web.
Yeah,
it's very hard to access that shit. You have to really, if you're going to go in there, there's certain steps.
Yeah, but most
don't use your home internet.
most of the stuff on those parts of the internet are illegal. Mm-hmm. So you can have the FBI knocking on your door.
The FBI won't be knocking on my bloody door.
Well, if you buy drugs off like Silk Web or something, yeah. Yeah, you will.
The ATF, Australian Federal Police would be knocking on my bloody door if I did that sort of shit.
ATF.
Yeah.
ATF.
You know what, though? At this stage in the UK, like, even the federal police will knock on your door for unlicensed viewing of porn.
They'll knock on your door if you like something on Twitter.
Yeah, especially if it's from people as, you know, as shonky, according to the UK government, like Tommy Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we talked about this last week, where there was a woman in the UK who misgendered somebody on Twitter, and then she got arrested for it. The police came to her house and took her to jail for the whole day.
Priorities, man. Where they at?
Oh, sure, the drug dealers we passed, we just leave them and let them do their own little thing. That person murdering that person, oh, no, you know, that's fine.
And you know what?
You misgendered, you're going to prison.
You know what? Even the gangsters in the UK say nobody takes the police seriously in the UK.
All right, yeah, we got a question from SDX Darkus. He says, wouldn't EX21 and Rule 34 be banned? Under this law, I don't know if it would be necessarily banned, but you would have to probably, I would assume, show your ID before you access his websites. You know, unless his websites are adhered to the law itself. Unless it's like an underground thing. You know, that depends. I'm not really sure if this law is actually going to come into effect.
And the only websites that are going to do it are those that are actually based in that area. An American porn website, they'll either outright block anyone from there or just not even bother.
Well, I don't think that the UK is going to ban websites. I think that they're going to do, for instance, Pornhub is a massive corporation, right? Like, it's a big corporate business. And they're probably in cahoots with the government of the UK, so they're probably going to adhere to this law. So, yeah, that would make sense if they adhere to that. But E621, Rule 34, I'm not sure.
There's Playboy.
Yeah, that would probably be too.
Yeah. Any major corporation will, but a smaller operation isn't going to bother with it.
Right. That's why I'm saying, like, E621 and Rule 34, like you said, it might like slip through the cracks of this law or something. I'm not sure. Oh, no, that was not a pun. Oh, guys. Geez.
Nope. Oh, well. Oh, so now what's left? What is left? I know what's left.
Oh, Yang 2020. Yang Pretty Gang. Much.
That's the next topic. Yang Gang. The Andrew Yang. The surprise, you know, the surprise presidential nominee. Remember the Democrats?
The guy who was born in China.
Yeah, well, who has strangely made become an overnight sensation?
Yeah, president, my first priority.
Yeah, but
is
America,
to implement universal. Put it back on there.
But the Constitution says you have to be born in America in order to become a presidential nominee.
That's the thing I was worried about.
As if the Democrats are going to listen to they've already broken the rules, man. They've already broken so many rules. They're not gonna listen.
Anyway, yeah. But the thing is, though, Andrew Yang, first thing he does, universal basic income, because he says new technologies, robots, software, artificial intelligence have destroyed more than 4 million U.S. jobs, and in the next 5-10 years, they will eliminate more.
A third of all American workers are at risk of permanent unemployment, and this time the jobs will not come back.
And, you know, for everybody over 18, you know, here's $1,000, no nothing, no strings attached.
Paid for by new tax on the companies benefiting most from automation.
Ooh, that's very
so the automation companies, while they're building robots for people, they're going to be taxed while doing it, so they can put the money back in the hands of the people. He's really going for the fully automated gay space communism.
The downside with the way it's been worded, what happens if you're earning, like, I don't know, $400,000 a year, you still get that $1,000 a month?
Yang will give you money, Yang. No strings attached, Yang.
Yeah, it's just a little too much.
So this guy, is he running for president?
Under the Democratic Party, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's born in China. That can't happen.
But that doesn't really matter.
That's against the Constitution.
The Democrats are not going to listen. The Democrats are not going to obey the rules.
No,
They've already done illegal shit, man. Come on.
I know, but like this is like blatantly obvious. Like you have to be 35. You have to be born in the United States. That's like the two basic rules to become president. Like that's it. You can't be born in a foreign country, come here and be like, oh well, I'm gonna go run for president now. Like that's not a thing. You can't do that.
But here, right now, we want to celebrate Yang's rise to fame and glory. Because you know who's gone on this train.
But I don't know. I sometimes get judgy because you know Obama, what he did.
Yeah, well.
He said he promised that he would do these things, but he ends up lying to everybody and screwing everyone over.
Yeah, he's a bygone and at least his thing goes. But anyway. You'll never guess who literally jumped on the Yang Gang. 4chan did.
4chan is jumping on the train because...
Yep.
Here's my theory. My theory is that they're trying to get Yang to be to become the Democrat nominee for running for the election just so the Democrats can fail.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, just so... the rest of the Democrat rising stars too can fail along with them.
Mm-hmm.
like prop them up, beat, you know, throw, you know, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, you name it, they're all gonna throw it on his damn side because, you know, Yang has the power of memes on his side. Like this one. The Virgin President versus the Chad Yang 2020.
What?
Yeah, and everything. It's like all it says on the Chad Yang is $1,000, $1,000, $1,000.
Hey, they could have put in freaking Yang's 18, you know, Yang's deportation plan, which I think it says. You know what's so funny? The Yang Gang, like, ironically, no matter what Yang presents, they will ironically worship it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Plan. Slow 18-year program for citizenship, deport criminals that refuses to sign up while also securing the border, and deport any undocumented immigrant who doesn't enroll in Yang's program.
That term is very broad, though.
Yeah.
Darkest brought up something that reminds me of my country about Justin Trudeau being in deep trouble because of money.
Oh, this.
He something about the SNC-Lavalin Construction and Engineering Company. It's one of the most corrupt in the world.
Oh, hey. Guess who's on this hogging the screen? You make this a hobby every single time.
Am I?
Look at him go.
Man, I just want to hug him.
Come on, what did Trudeau do? I want to know.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking criminal.
Well, in all essence, though, he did cover up a couple of things and take some lucrative contracts from, you know, Libya, whatever it was, some bribery or whatever have you. Wasn't that
Yeah, that's what SNC-Lavalin did. They took contracts from Libya when Gaddafi was in power. They screwed over rural Canada by building a defective power plant in Saskatchewan, my home province, to fail and have numerous breakdowns so the construction company can go back and keep fixing it to get more money out of us. So in other words, a company based in Montreal in the East is once again exploiting the West.
But either way, you know, it's you got it. It is. It's pretty crazy, you know, what they do to get away. But in short, but it's neither here nor there. But I do want to kind of run through one little crazy, crazy story that, you know, that just makes you wonder why this thing exists. Behold, this is literally cancer that should not exist.
Okay.
Artists explain why they put white men in MAGA hats on leashes and walk them on Donald Trump star in Hollywood.
Oh, this story. Oh, God.
Okay, if this is not, like, racism, what the hell is? This is disgusting.
Yeah, and to make it all better, like, they actually made them bark like dogs. Feral dogs. And then, you know, what's so funny? When I showed them to the thing, to other fur groups, it's like, this actually would look better with pup masks on.
Oh.
And imagine being like one of those guys on a leash. How embarrassed would you be?
Like, no self-respecting white person will subject themselves to humiliation.
No.
None at all.
Any kind of real...
Yeah.
You have to wonder how much they were paid, though.
Graps and thingos, man. They didn't get paid. They literally they owed the people who were pulling the leashes because more reparations.
For what?
Oh, for white men being doing bad things because more slavery, more racism.
No. What? I mean,
I don't know. Like, it's stupid.
My family didn't come here until like the 1900s.
Right.
Why?
And you know what's next? Do you think those MAGA hats are like the real stuff you can buy from the Trump campaign store?
Well, my family freaking came from, on my dad's side, came from France back in 1650, and one of my ancestors got eaten by cannibals. So.
Fun.
Well. Okay.
But you know what? Is this literally like, you know, let's pay Trump all these money for all these MAGA hats so we can own him and his supporters? To this degree of humiliation. Good grief.
Now, what do they think this is going to accomplish? Do they think it's going to make themselves look better? Gain more votes? I don't think so.
No.
Looks stupid.
They're slowly destroying themselves. Like, yeah. That's all there is to it. They're destroying themselves from the inside out. We don't have to do anything.
And you know what? This is
There are people who are complaining. It's like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing this. Like, I'm not freaking doing anything. You're doing all this to yourself.
And you know what? Side note, is this?
It's like, you autistic child. Calm down.
Does this also qualify as quote unquote art?
Oh no.
I kind of got over the whole art movement when I found out that some git thought that cutting a cow in half was considered artsy. I just, no.
Neither is walking all these people on leashes, finger hats.
Yeah, I watched Paul Joseph Watson's videos on modern art is still crap.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I remember that video.
And making all weird noises too while they're at it. No.
Yeah, especially modern architecture. He made a video about architecture as well.
Yeah, he did. That was really good.
That was clever.
God, some of the buildings. Oh my God, they look so freaking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking
about what about Dubai?
Well, they do. It just literally.
Oh yeah, it'd be rich to be there. You have to be rich.
Dubai is kind of an interesting case in the fact that all the buildings are like that, to the point where it's just like they are not contrasting one another. So, I guess it looks somewhat okay.
Yeah, because it's just a bunch of really tall buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, little side note while we wrap this up, I think. Toonie says, I should run for president. You know what? Let's ignore all.
Do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you heard the man, Toonie. Just do it.
Just do it.
I think he'll actually be better than a lot of what passes for the candidates.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, though, I think that is pretty much what we have for the week. Anyone got any closing statements for this week's kind of cycles?
Yeah. How about everyone pull their head out of their ass?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's the most typical statement I can think of some of the weird shit that's going on. I mean, when was the last time the people behind Captain Marvel actually saw daylight?
Yeah, all right. Like, they just literally shut themselves in their own cave and thought, you know, woke marketing was the way to go. But no. Four words, people. I needn't say it again.
What? Get woke? Go broke?
Yep.
Yeah.
You go woke, you go broke.
So, who else has got another closing statement for this week's cycle?
Well, I guess I'll say goodbye to everyone. It was a super awesome time talking to you guys. And I shall see you next week.
Indeed. Mikhail?
Don't really have much in terms of closing statements except so long, farewell.
And I believe that kind of is where we're at. We're going to wrap this up. So, thanks again to all those who tuned in. I hope you did enjoy the show, took something away from it, and we bring you the good news, we bring you the entertainment, we bring you the information, and we are here. As always, on YouTube, on the audio versions, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, and Stitcher. And last of all, this is us all signing off. Farewell, and until next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.